This is the brief on hallucinogenic therapy for Alzheimer's disease. So, a fascinating 2026 review paper proposes that classic psychedelics, you know, compounds like DMT, might actually treat Alzheimer's not by just cleaning up the brain, but by fixing its dead batteries, the mitochondria. First, let's look at this massive shift in strategy. For decades, we've literally spent billions targeting these sticky protein clumps called plaques, right? But, well, that approach has largely failed to actually stop memory loss. Enter the mitochondrial cascade hypothesis, which basically argues that the real culprit isn't dirty cells at all, but broken power plants that are just starving the brain of energy. Second, you might be wondering, how does a psychedelic drug actually fix a biological battery? Well, it all comes down to a really specific switch called the sigma-1 receptor. This switch sits right at the critical junction where the cell's energy center connects to its maintenance system. By hitting that switch, these compounds stabilize the cell and prevent the kind of stress that usually kills off the neuron. Finally, we absolutely have to address the risks here. I mean, giving powerful hallucinogens to patients who already suffer from confusion, that's obviously super dangerous. Because of that, the future of this research isn't really about tripping. It's all about non-hallucinogenic versions, or maybe microdosing, to repair the brain's wiring without that whole psychedelic ride. So while it's still early days, this research is a huge pivot from just treating symptoms to potentially reviving the cellular machinery that keeps our neurons alive. Now you're up to speed.